B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a pastor and his parishioners tackled a gunman to the floor and disarmed him while he disturbed them at prayer at a Nashville church on Sunday. Dazir Baganda had been sitting in Nashville Light Mission at Pentecostal Church for almost 3 hours before he walked to the altar and pulled a gun on churchgoers. Pastor Ezekiel Endikumana pretended to leave the church, but instead snuck up behind the gunman and then wrestled him to the ground.
Brilliant.
He and other members of the congregation pinned him down until police arrived, and now Baganda is facing 15 felony counts of aggravated assault. It's unclear how long he has lived in the area. The pastor said that he was not a regular member of the church, but has been to services in the past. His motive remains unknown. Endikumana, who uses a translator as he is Burundian, a Burundian refugee, doesn't speak English, said that he was worried the gunman would try to kill his parishioners.
So sure.
He took action and took him out.
Amazing.
A man was rescued Friday morning from inside a wall of the Landmark Theater in Syracuse, New York, after being stuck there for days.
Yeah.
He was inside the wall for days. At around 7:30 a.m., the Syracuse Fire Department responded to a report of a man stuck in a wall in the theater. An employee at the theater heard a man yelling for help and called 911. Yeah. The 39-year-old man got into the building on Tuesday, and he had been seen wandering around the theater earlier in the week.
You know how you sometimes wander into a wall?
Mike Intaglietta, the executive director, said employees had seen the man, had lost track of him and thought that he had left the building.
So stupid, I wandered into a wall.
He said, I don't know if he was entering to keep warm or to use the bathroom. I don't know. Instead of leaving, the man got into a crawl space in the building.
How the hell did I do this?
He was in the building. He was in the hiding spot for 2 days before he fell into a space in the wall of the men's bathroom and became trapped. Firefighters drilled a hole in the wall. They used a fiber optic camera to determine the man's exact location. They next carefully cut through several layers of drywall and structural clay tile to free the man. He was naked when firefighters found him, by the way.
That's the way I'd want to be.
The man was transported to the hospital for evaluation. He had no visible injuries, but was probably suffering from dehydration.
Do we believe that he took his clothes off because of the heat or actually wandered into the wall?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. I got to guess he couldn't take his clothes off while he's in the wall.
Right.
Probably couldn't move at all, so I don't know. It's terrible. An oil tanker truck exploded near Sierra Leone's capital, killing at least 98 people and severely injuring dozens of others after large crowds had gathered to collect leaking fuel.
Oh, geez.
The explosion took place late Friday when the tanker collided with another truck as it was still pulling into a gas station near a busy intersection. Both the drivers came out of the vehicles, warned the community residents to stay off the scene.
Free gas.
While trying to address a leakage emanating from the collision. In this deeply impoverished country, however, crowds still rushed in to scoop up the fuel, witnesses said. And it was not immediately known what caused the leaking fuel to ignite, but a massive explosion soon followed. Video showed a giant fireball burning into the night sky. Some survivors with severe burns cried out in pain.
Oh, my God.
The charred remains of some victims lay strewn at the scene awaiting transport to mortuaries. Nearly 100 people were taken to area hospitals, about 30 severely burned people, and some were not expected to survive.
Looking at an aerial picture of these incinerated cars and the carnage. Yeah. Horrible.
All right, we'll do one more story. Let's go with something a little bit lighter than that. All right, this is weird, and I don't have much in the way of details on it. But in Bellevue, Washington, a woman was arrested after walking down the street, hitting a woman in the head with a frying pan. The attack happened around 11:38 a.m. The victim and her husband were walking downtown when the woman approached them and struck her in the head with a frying pan. Police said the attack appeared to be unprovoked and random. The woman was located nearby and arrested on assault charges. Actually, I'm going to do one more story.
All right. All right.
A family's pet dog that angered neighbors by killing and eating ducks and chickens turned out to be a fox.
That's what they do.
But they thought it was a dog.
Yeah.
So
that's a good dog impression.
Saleto had bought a new pup from a small shop in central Lima, Peru, believing that it was a young dog. The animal, which they called Run Run, initially played happily with other dogs in the neighborhood, but as it grew up, signs emerged that something wasn't quite right. Run Run showed a real passion for chasing and killing ducks and chickens in a move that angered the local community. The pet turned out to be an Andean fox, which has thin legs, a bushy tail, and pointed head and prominent ears.
What did you to do, Run Run?
Run Run ran away from home a few days ago, and ecological police officials for the State National Forest and Wildlife Service are now looking for him to take him to a special center or zoo.
I could. We're looking at a picture of it. I could tell it was a fox in a second.
Yeah. Stello had said, we thought he was a purebred puppy. Her son had bought the animal as a pet for the equivalent of $13 about 6 months ago.
Turns out my cat is a king cobra.
A veterinarian said that many wild animals are bought by traffickers from Amazonian areas such as Loreto to be illegally traded in Lima. The illegal trade in animals can lead to a prison sentence of between 3 and 5 years in prison in Peru, by the way.
Wow.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
All right, here's a story out of Worcester, Massachusetts. Opening statements happened yesterday in the trial of Julia Enright, a dominatrix accused of stabbing a former classmate to death 4 years ago inside a treehouse that was outfitted with restraints. Enright is accused of murdering 20-year-old Brandon Chiklis, a former boyfriend, and leaving his body at the side of the road in New Hampshire wrapped in trash bags.
Wow.
Prosecutors allege that Enright, a phlebotomist who had a side business as a dominatrix, lured Chiklis to a treehouse near her home and murdered him to satisfy a growing urge to kill.
I don't know if I'd be too down with a phlebotomist who was a dominatrix.
The woman, who was 21 at the time, had a number of deviant interests, the prosecutors allege, including sexual cutting and blood play. 8 days before Chiklis was last seen alive, Enright tried to and failed to bribe Planned Parenthood to allow her to keep a fetus she aborted, they allege, so she could, quote, play with its bones.
Dear God.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is horrible stuff.
Yeah.
So Enright had a fascination with animal bones, prosecutors say, and routinely placed dead animals in bags or cages so she could use their bones to make art after they decomposed.
What are you thinking like about?
Authorities searching her home found vials of blood, a used condom collection, Kathy, numerous knives, and, quote, a wet specimen. And they didn't go into details as to what that is.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this is crazy messed up. The prosecution.
And she was putting raisins on mac and cheese.
Oh, my God. The prosecution and defense last month argued for hours about how much evidence jurors could be able to see. The defense argued much of it was irrelevant and unfairly prejudicial under the law. While prosecutors argue it was relevant to, among other topics, Enright's mental capacity and motive, prosecutors have said that the treehouse where the murder took place featured a system of restraints. Also admissible are photos authorities took in Enright's home of vials of blood, specimens, and a dominatrix outfit and paraphernalia. Photographs of plastic tubs with animal carcasses in various states of rotting will be allowed, too.
Jesus.
Excluded items included photos of a bucket of organs, a number of carcasses with the organs showing, as well as a video of the same with the defendant licking blood from a body part and a photograph of someone holding an organ.
They also took the Snuggie she wears when she watches Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, no. Chiklis had been stabbed more than 13 times. Aside from the deviant information at issue in the trial,
wow,
prosecutors have several key pieces of evidence, including DNA matches for Chiklis' blood in the treehouse and in Enright's car. So, wow.
I've always wanted a treehouse.
That's
my takeaway from this story.
Okay. Yeah. Let's all think about treehouses after that story. Excuse me. Des Moines police say that they may have known how an apartment fire started early Monday morning. According to police, the fire started inside an apartment when an occupant attempted to light a bug on fire on a futon.
That should work.
It lit up like a tinderbox, according to police.
Oh, no.
Several people have been displaced after the fire. Emergency crews had to block off part of the main road while they battled the flames. No one was injured, but smoke filled the entire building. So even though only four apartments had any damage, they are taking extra precautions and evacuating three other units because of all the smoke that filled up into the building. I don't have any other details. I don't know why this person thought it was a good idea to set a bug on fire.
Yeah.
If they were trying to, you know, use it as an extermination process of like using a spray can or anything. I don't know anything other than they lit a bug on fire and the apartment went up in flames.
You could just hit it with a newspaper.
You could do that too. There are options. A 29-year-old man from upstate New York is in critical condition after he caught on fire when police used a taser to subdue him.
This has happened before.
I've heard of this.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, if the conditions are correct. So Jason Jones is in an intensive care burn unit with grave injuries that he sustained after he reportedly covered himself with hand sanitizer and began arguing with the police.
There you go.
He allegedly walked into the Village Police Department last weekend and a confrontation with officers began. Law enforcement was familiar with Jones from previous encounters and they deployed a taser to subdue the man. They were afraid that he was going to hurt himself. The incident involving Jones is being investigated by the district attorney's office. Law enforcement said that the man had started taking off his clothes in the police station and then doused himself with the flammable substance in front of officers before they tased him. Wow. All right, one last story, and then we will wrap things up. Let me see. I need kind of a shorter one. Let's end with this one. A man who walked within feet of a bull elk as the animal stood guard over its harem was toppled by the animal in a scary incident captured on video. The footage captured by Eric Burley in the northern Colorado town of Estes Park shows the elk flipping the man head over heels after a series of warnings issued by Burley. Burley, who lives in Denver, said the man was not seriously injured. The footage shows passersby helping him to his feet, placing themselves in danger.
I didn't know it would do that.
He said he and his wife visited the...
I didn't know that was going to happen.
I didn't know it would do that.
Burley said he and his wife visited the elk herds gathered. The scene was peaceful until another bull elk approached the alpha elk defending his harem. Burley knew that it was time to give the animals a wide berth, but many tourists ignored the warning signs and remained in close proximity.
The elk was named Prokel.
Oh, wow.
So it was Prokel's harem.
I didn't know that. Viewers can hear Burley's warning saying, "Sir, watch out, watch out."
Uh-huh.
And the man seems intent on walking directly past the elk, and then he was knocked over the wall, head over heels, and...
I didn't know it would do that.
This time of year, man, the elk are all over Estes. It's right next to Rocky Mountain National Park.
Okay.
And so they come down from the hills and the mountains, and there's golf courses in Estes, and so they're everywhere, and so people that go to visit them, you got to be careful, or something like this could happen.
Did you guys see the footage of the car parked? It was in Yellowstone, and a whole huge herd of bison start moving, just walking down. Hmm. They can't go anywhere, and they're just walking.
They're
parting for the car.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yep. That's all I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.